Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us by phone, we have Sheriff Bob Johnson on the line, Santa Rosa County Sheriff. Sheriff, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. All right, at the risk of jinxing it, not that I believe in that, but I know every cop in the universe does, it's been relatively lower level incident interesting for a couple of weeks. Is that right?
Yeah, it's been, the normal DUIs and domestic disturbances, things of that nature. So nothing out of the ordinary at the moment anyways.
Now, I know we emphasize this a lot, but like there was just a crazy story about there was a routine traffic stop. It was elsewhere in the country, but it winds up and they're leading them on a car chase into a truck stop where they stole a carjacked a truck and the truck leads them on a chase and they go through. It's uneventful until it isn't, right?
Exactly. And you never know when it's going to happen. And that's why most people become cops. It's not like a normal job. You never know what's going to happen. You could be bored for 12 hours or you could just be called to call 12 hours. So it's you never know.
You know, that's actually one of the things when I did, I've done two ride alongs with PPD and not yet with your agency, but I just, haven't gotten to it. And that's what I noticed is the vast majority of policing is mind-numbingly dull. It's just, but you've got to be ready every single second for the absolute opposite of that to happen, right?
Exactly. And it is. It's hours of boredom interrupted by seconds of sheer terror, basically.
Yeah. It's amazing. Last week, Attorney General Ashley Moody was here in town, did a press conference for the very high rate of opioid deaths that we have here in Escambia, Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, and Walton counties. You spoke a little bit about that, but it does seem like, based on the numbers, that we are way outperforming our weight class, so to speak, and that's a bad thing, right?
Yeah, that's not something you want to lead the state in, is opioid deaths. We've seen it even in Santa Rosa County. We don't necessarily have the crime rate of Okaloosa or Escambia, but when it comes to drug abuse, I mean, it affects everybody. I mean, everybody, it doesn't matter your social status. It doesn't matter. It affects every family in the state of Florida and across the country.
Most definitely. And, I know this is the kind of thing where you're always working on the interdiction side, but you also got to work with the user and the overdose side. And that's something that I assume, I know in Escambia, we've got the CORE program in place where we're trying to get people on the drugs that will make it so they don't want it anymore. That's, of course, voluntary. That's been working pretty effectively so far. Has Santa Rosa looked into that at all? I don't know if that'd be more of a lifeguard issue or you guys or everybody together.
No, we, I'll tell you right now, we're the first agency in the panhandle to get Vivitrol in the jail, which is the drug that basically makes opioids ineffective. You don't get the high that you get.
Right.
And we first started that. The problem is...
That's right. I forgot about that.
It's voluntary, and getting people to take it is the problem. It's, we've had it. It's free. It doesn't cost them anything, and it'll get them off of opioids, and nobody will take it.
They'd rather get the high or get the chance of getting high and getting back in trouble. That's powerful stuff. You guys had a couple of canines retire last week, right?
Oh, yeah, we sure did. Dozer and Prince both retired, and great dogs. And something a lot of people don't know about Dozer is Dozer won the USPCA nationwide. He won a nationwide award for the best behavior of any dog in the country.
Wow.
That's how the trainer, Clay Smith, that was his handler as well. He's a master trainer. And that dog, I swear, if he had thumbs, he could deal cards. I mean, he's incredibly smart. He's just so smart.
He's a German. He's a Belgian Malinois. What's the breed for Dozer?
Yeah, he was a Belgian Malinois.
Okay. All right. And you've always got new officers coming in, too, or new ones in the training pipeline, too, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. As soon as these two retire, we've got two others that are coming in, and we'll get them trained up and get the dogs trained up, and they'll be hitting the road. So, and our canine unit is, I'm so proud of them, and we've really expanded it not only to bloodhounds, but now we have an electronics dog as well.
Oh, yeah, right.
So, yeah, so he is fantastic. He goes to all the search warrants where, these pedophiles have all the kiddie porn and stuff. So he goes there and he can find flash drives, cell phones, external hard drives, and they hide them all over the place, but he goes right to them. incredible nose.
How long have you had the electronic sniffing dog?
Oh, probably 2 years.
Okay. All right. And and you guys, but in Santa Rosa, you don't have a dedicated bomb detection, right? You just have drug and track. Oh, you do have a bomb.
Yeah, we have a bomb dog. We have the electronics dog, and we have patrol dogs, and then we have the bloodhounds.
Great, because I know sometimes, you know, if they're deployed or whatever, you know, you might have to get help from somebody else, some other agency. I had forgotten that you guys had both the electronics and the bomb sniffing dog. So very interesting. Yep. Hey, last quick question, and I kind of actually hang on for just a second because I want to ask you something that I had talked with Mike Wood about, but I was going to get your perspective on it too. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
We actually have a text. Is Dozer available for poker night? Asking for a friend. That's pretty funny.
There's already a painting.
Hey, I know. The sneak. I-10 eastbound at mile marker 10. That's the Car City exit. Highway 29. Vehicle crash with injuries in a roadblock, and it's backing up quite a ways. Again, that's eastbound, and it's backed up eastbound right near the Car City exit at exit 10, mile marker 10. I-10 eastbound. Use caution there, and wherever you are, if you see an accident or have a traffic tip or want Dozer to come to your poker night, text 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I feel like a properly trained dog could handle two cards in a hand, could handle Texas Hold'em. I just feel like that's a possibility. Hey, back to Sheriff Bob Johnson. I just thought this was really interesting. I was talking to PPD's Mike Wood about this the other day. The transition from revolvers from your officers to semi-automatic pistols, just kind of fascinating how that happened and how, like, when did your agency, when did Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office make that transition? Because it seems like it came after the bad guys were doing it. Like, the bad guys started using them, and it was a long delay before he started really switching over to, like, Glocks and Berettas.
Yeah. 1993, when I got here, they had the Beretta 9mm.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's been since then. I don't know prior to that when they actually went to the off the revolvers. When I first started back in 82, that's what we had, Smith & Wesson 38.
Yeah.
So that's how old I am.
Was it hard to make the transition?
I wouldn't say hard. I would say it's just something, it's like anything else. You just have to get used to it. And once you're used to it, it's, there's nothing to it. And the guns now, the Glocks that we have are just, they're just so accurate. And we have the red dot sights on them.
Yeah.
Back in the day, you had to be within about 15, 20 feet to get really, accurate and shots off under pressure with a revolver. With these sights that we have on our guns now, you can hit plates at 50 yards with them. So the
standard issue has a laser sight on it?
Well, it's not a laser sight. It's a red dot.
Oh, okay.
So basically what it is that little thing sits on top of the gun and you look through it and there's a red dot, but nobody else can see the dot.
I gotcha.
Doesn't project.
I misunderstood what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah.
No, that's. I remember when we were first, very first time considering getting a gun, and we went to the range and played with some different ones and tried them out. And, I asked the guys who were there, like the old guys who were the firearms guys, and they're like, get a revolver. Middle of the night, you don't have to be thinking about it. It's easy. It never misfires. And then I did the old fruit on the trees question, right? I asked him, I said, okay, well, that's interesting advice. What do you have on your nightstand Glock? What do you have on the nightstand Glock? What do you have on your nightstand Glock? I'm like, well, that's an easy decision. do as I do, not as I say,
Yeah. But what I tell people, and I get that question a lot when I'm out talking to groups and stuff, and they say, well, for home defense, what do you recommend? And I recommend a shotgun.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to miss with that under pressure. I mean, you put double-aught buck in it and somebody's coming at you from, 15, 20 feet away, you're not going to miss. And if they're still coming at you after you point it at them, they're idiots and probably need to die anyway. So, it's just something that you can't miss with, and it's easy to handle.
And it has that nice, distinctive deterrent sound effect.
Yes, really? If it's a pump shotgun, it sure does.
Last quick question, only because it's news today that Escambia County Sheriff's Office, they're now partnering with DeLuna Coffee to do specialty coffee. Of course, the PPD has already done that a couple of years ago. Part of the proceeds go either to the foundation or go to Rally Foundation for PPD's case. Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office ever thinking about getting into the coffee game?
I haven't really thought about that, but anything that helps the general population or helps my guys and gals out there on the street, I'll be more than happy to do it. I read about that the other day. I think it's a great program, so I would definitely not turn it down.
Very good. Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson. Always a pleasure, sir. Thanks for doing what you do to keep us safe and keep us informed, man. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Y'all take care.
Yeah, you're fantastic. 821 on News Radio 92.3. Yeah, I got a good text in that basically...